for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Chris Nichols is waving his hands like a traffic cop. He's got his best on ground, and I think we're about to throw down to Chris Nichols, who has got the $100 voucher for the best on ground, thanks to Paul Kelly, Darren Nicolich, and all the team down at Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue, Kensington Road in Leopold. Please welcome and announce, Nico, your player of the day.
Player of the day today, boys, the Leopold Sports Club Award is Lockie Bond with 5 goals. There you go, mate.
Thank you.
So you can use that at Leopold Sporties now, mate. 5 goals last week, 5 goals this week. You do that every week, you'll be up to 70, 80, 90 goals. Is that the aim?
Oh, that's the aim, but play the team game. We're going all right at the moment, so it'd be good to keep the winning streak going. We've got West after the break, so that'll be an interesting one. So if we knock them off, hopefully we keep going.
I noticed in there when you sang the song, you sang it with real gusto. Like, there's a really good vibe here at the moment. And, the boys were just... pumped, you know.
The vibe around the club at the moment is phenomenal. Last year, obviously with COVID and that, it was hard to get a bit of a vibe going, but this year picked up a few and maintained our list, so we're going all right at the moment.
Lockie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Jason Doherty, Matt Kershaw talking to you. For those who don't follow the local football intrinsically like we do, can you give us a bit of your background and how you found yourself at Elderslie Reserve?
So I'm originally from up the country, up Maribor way, so up past Ballarat. Moved down here for work and VFL footy, and then, found myself here. Had a few clubs talk to me, but the vibe here had that real country vibe that I was used to back in Maribor. And I can't... I sort of miss back home, and this feels like home, so...
Tell us, did you play under Ben Lavaz then?
Yeah, I did play under Benny. I played under him for 2 years. He did wonders for the club back there. Phenomenal player. And, coaching, he pulled the club out of... I think we had a three-year losing. We didn't win a game for 3 years. And he come down. I think we won 5 games or something the first year he coached. So, he's a good player. And, lovely bloke.
Now, Lockie, I ask this question of everybody who wins this Sporties Award. So, are we swinging hands with somebody? Is there somebody we're taking that's going to take a lovely date to Leopold Sporties? Or are you taking one of the people that you play footy with? Who will it be? Because there's $100, you can't eat 100 by yourself. So,
I'd give it a crack, but I've got a girlfriend.
Oh, well done. Good work.
I'll be able to, take along with me. So.
Right. Well, you've announced that live on K-Rock now, so you have to take her, okay? Well done today. Well done.
Nah, thank you.
If there was a teammate, who wouldn't you take?
Darcy True.
Yes, I agree with that. Well done.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, don't take him. Lockie, obviously there's been a spot up forward that they've been screaming out for. Sam Nichols held it down really well in 2019, but we know just his body just continues to fail him. He did play in the reserves today, but he's got some work to do, I suspect, to get back to senior footy. Do you really want to own that key forward position down forward for the Eagles?
Yeah, don't mind it down that key position. Back in Maribor, I've sort of played that role throughout my junior career and then leading into senior footy as well. It'd be good to keep the spot, but having Sammy come back in as well, it'll just give us that extra depth. And obviously then players coming up through the Colts and the reserves and that as well to lead into and fill that position as well. So
yep. Liam Fiore potentially too, when he gets back from injury, he'll probably have to come back through Newtown before going down to the VFL.
Yeah, so I think he's not far off coming back in. I think he's the next few weeks. So it'd be good to have them sort of boys coming back through. Zachy Walters as well. We've got a lot coming back through, so it'd be handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you sit with the VFL? Is your time there done? I don't remember seeing you on the list of players I had. Where does it sit for you at the moment?
I was with Carlton in the pre-season. I'm down with Geelong now at the moment, yep. So I've been training there the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, hopefully give it a crack there and see how it go.
Yeah, well, more performances like this, you'll get an opportunity down there, especially I think they ran with 16 or 17 VFL-listed players against Brisbane last week with obviously the AFL team hit by injury and illness. Well done on your performance today, Lockie. Really entertaining to watch, and may your form continue well into the season. 5 goals a week, no mean feat through the first 2 rounds. Well done, and congratulations on your Leopold Sporties Award.
Nah, thanks, boys. Cheers.
Lockie Bond joining us here. Thanks to Geelong Marine World down Boundary Side with Chris Nicholls.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.